Now, over the last few days, there's been much in the media about the state of the NHS. We've had the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, accusing the Prime Minister, Theresa May, of being in denial about the pressures on the health service. Mrs May told MPs that the demands on the NHS were strong, but she rejected talk by the British Red Cross of a humanitarian crisis. So amidst all of this, the University of Hull is looking to run a new course which could help the NHS. It's a new qualification for paramedics. And to find out more, here's Nikki Credland, who's a lecturer in critical care at the University of Hull. Nikki, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what is the course that you're hoping to run then? Tell us more.
Okay, so we're going to start a new undergraduate paramedic programme, so a BSc Honours in Paramedic Science, which we hope to run starting in September this year.
So for paramedics, what would that mean?
So that is a degree level programme. There's a real push at the moment to make sure that we have NHS staff generally able to respond to increasingly complex patients. And paramedics, as we all know, are often the first point of contact, so need to be equipped with that level of skill and knowledge to be able to look after those patients safely and effectively.
I mean, it's qualification, which is great, but I mean, some may think, well, hang on a minute, it's a very hands-on job being a paramedic, isn't it? Do they need that qualification? How will that help them when they're actually out there doing the job?
Yeah, absolutely they do. They spend half of the time in university learning the underpinning theoretical knowledge, the anatomy, physiology, pathophysiology, pharmacology, and the other half of the time they spend out in clinical practice. So they spend that time with Yorkshire Ambulance Service, responding to emergency calls, but they also going to hospitals, they're going to nursing homes to gain some skills in looking after unwell patients.
So the students who go through the course then, afterwards, is that it? Are they equipped to get a job then?
They are indeed. So they, on successful completion of the programme, that allows them to apply to the HCPC, which is their regulatory body, for application onto their register, and then they'll be allowed to work as a fully qualified paramedic.
So how far advanced are you with this? When do you hope the course might start?
OK, so we're going to HCPC approval, so they have to approve our programmes. So we go to approval with them in May. We're expecting to find out whether we have been approved for the programme, which we're very confident will happen. We're expecting that middle to late autumn. And we're already recruiting through the UCAS application process currently to start the programme beginning of September.
Do you expect a good response?
I do indeed. We've got 40 places available. I'm shortlisting at the present time, and I'm really confident that we'll easily be able to fulfil all of those 40 places.
So if anybody's interested then, I mean, presumably they can now apply, can they?
They can indeed. So UCAS is open to applications for the paramedic programme with us at the University of Hull. So you can apply directly through the UCAS process. Anybody that wants any further information can contact myself through the university. By, you know, going through the admissions process that we have there.
All right. I've got a phone number here for the admissions service. I can give that out. Then it's 01482 466 100. That sound about right, yeah?
Yeah.
Hull 466 100 if you want to contact the admissions service. And finally, then, if you do get the final say-so and the validation then, how do you expect this course to grow? Is it something you look at, you know, expanding, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll take, at the moment, we've got capacity in terms of placements for student paramedics to be able to intake 40 students a year. There's a national shortage of paramedics and a huge local shortage of paramedics as well. So there's an increased push to increase those numbers year on year on year. So initially we'll be taking 40 students per year on a three-year programme, but I'm quite confident that those numbers will start to grow as we move forward.
So you actually could be plugging a gap for the NHS here. This could help the health service.
Absolutely. Any recruitment into health-related professions can only be advantageous to the health service as a whole.
Nikki, thanks so much, Dave, for coming in and talking to us about it this evening. That's Nikki Credland, who is a lecturer in critical care at the University of Hull. As I say, the admissions service number is Hull 466 100. Now to North East Lincolnshire, the renewables sector's...